Okay. Welcome, everybody. Today is Thursday, July 10th. We are in the HIV Community Planning Council's membership committee meeting, and my name is Ron Hernandez. I'm one of the co-chairs. We'll go through roll call. I'll choose Erwin first. Go ahead.
What is that, sir?
Roll call, just to introduce yourself.
Okay. Hi, I'm Erwin Barrio. Here. Hey, sorry. Okay.
Ed
Chitty.
Zach.
Zachary Davenport, council member, council co-chair.
Manuel.
Hi, everyone. Manuel, council member.
And John Paul, are you with us? Yes.
Hello, JP Soto, council member.
Okay, is that it with the members? Okay, staff, can you introduce yourselves?
Kara, council staff.
Kat, council staff.
Okay, I think that's it, right? Yeah, all right. So we're now going to review the agenda for this meeting. Are there any changes?
Oh, sorry, Kira, I do have one. I think TJ needs to be moved into notice of attendance to be sent.
Oh, not notice of attendance sent.
No, we have not sent it yet.
Oh, got it. Okay. I will correct that.
Okay. Do we see any other changes, amendments, whatever? All right, so we'll go ahead and approve it by consensus. We'll move on to reviewing and approving the minutes from last month.
Give me one second. Okay, sorry, they should be going up now. Can everyone see that?
Yeah. Okay. Anyone see any changes needed? Okay, seeing none, do we all approve to go ahead and approve it? Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and approve the minutes from last month. Okay, announcements. Any announcements, anyone?
I do have one announcement.
Okay.
The mayor's office officially approved today new council members. So, Erwin, congratulations. I just sent you an email not too long ago.
Thank you.
Yeah. So now you are voting in an official council member.
Hey.
Hey.
And I see Mark has joined us.
Hey, Mark.
Mark, do you have any announcements for yourself? No. All right. We'll go on public announcements. Any comments from the public? None? Okay, Kira, take it away with the attendance reports.
Yeah, okay. So a notice of attendance does need to be sent to TJ Lee. due to too many, I believe it's too many excused absences. So you only get allotted one per every 3 months that we look at. And so anyone after that is just considered a regular absence. So unfortunately, that will need to be sent. Two notices of attendance did get sent last month to Manuel as well as Elise. But thankfully, we see Manuel here today. And then we also have, so we did have Gwen Smith, whose LOA ended in June. Similarly, Reyna Hernandez is kind of on this same boat. Reyna's LOA also ended in June. So what kind of happens here is we have tried, council staff has tried to reach out to both Gwen and Reyna. Unfortunately, we haven't received communication back. So moving forward, the path this kind of goes down is automatic removal, unfortunately, because we just haven't heard back from them and they haven't been attending any of the meetings. So is there any discussion around this? We haven't approached automatic removal quite yet, but it is heading down that path. So I wanted to make this committee aware of that.
Is there anyone here who can reach out to him?
I mean, we've reached out to both Gwen and Reyna. We've emailed them. We've also called them. We just haven't heard back from them at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I do want to say, I mean, so I think Ron, you had requested like a while back. I reached out because I just, hey, Reyna, like in passing, but I never got a response. I'll say that. Laura is, Laura's also employed by SFAF. Reyna is the last I know she was at SFAF. So, I mean, I would say, can we ask Laura to at like, or are we allowed to do that? Okay.
Yeah, I think we can ask
As a
Laura at
last
the,
resort.
yeah, we can, I think we can ask Laura at the next full council meeting. The problem around Reyna specifically, I mean, well, first of all, they no longer work at the AIDS Foundation for quite a while, I think.
Okay, good to know.
That's where they connected, obviously. Well, at least that's where I think they connected. But that's no longer the case as far as where Reyna is employed. I'm not sure what Reyna is employed anywhere. The special problem with Reyna is that her emails are bouncing back, and her voicemail, like it goes straight to voicemail, and the voicemail box is full. So we literally have no way of communicating with them that's been successful. So we can ask Laura. Laura might be running into the same problem, and I'm not sure if Laura has stayed in touch with Raina, but we can certainly, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Okay. Thank you for that information, Mark.
Mark, do you know about how many times we've reached out to them?
I know that I've reached out to Raina twice, once successfully quite a while ago, which is why we got the LOA. And then once after that, after after the LOA approach being over, and had the same experience that I think Kat has had multiple times. Is that correct, Kat?
Yeah, so I've tried calling Raina multiple times. It just goes straight to voicemail. I've also tried texting as a way around the voicemail box being full. I haven't heard back, and her emails have been bouncing back since I think May.
Okay, thank you.
Kira, when would you see the automatic removal take place for Reyna or Gwen if they continue with a lack of communication and no longer showing up to any meeting whatsoever?
I believe it's maybe September.
Okay.
I would have to double check with our attendance policy because depending on when we were last in communication with either of them, that's when the clock would start ticking.
I see. Okay. So a little bit of time, a month and a half or so. Okay. A little bit longer than that since membership doesn't occur until mid-month in
They have
September.
2 months. If they go without communication with any council staff or meetings for 2 months, it's automatic removal.
I see. Okay.
JP?
I just I know that we're being thoughtful and trying to be really member centered, but I think at a certain point we've done what we can. I mean, if they happen to be pulled off, there's nothing to say that whenever they're ready in a different place of being able to engage, they could reapply. I mean, just to point out the obvious.
Yeah.
I agree.
So if it's 2 months after the last communication, that would be earlier than September, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think then that because if I remember Rena's email started bouncing back end of May.
But it would be
But
counted from the end of her LOA, right? Like when her
yeah.
LOA ended in June.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. So, hearing no further discussion around this, I'll go ahead and move on to the next item, and that is resignations from the council. We did have, we were reaching out to Juba, who hadn't been showing up to meetings, and they were sent a notice of attendance, I believe, correct, Kat? Thankfully, though, Juba reached back out to us and let us know that they were just gonna re resign and hopefully come back to the council at a later point where their work schedule allowed them to. So we did have Juba leave the council this at the end of this month. And that's all I have for that portion.
So I do want to point out, and this will you'll see a bit more of a it right in front of you during the demographic report. But this, of course, puts our already too low number of Black slash African American council members to an even lower point. Juba and Gwen, of course, were both Black slash African American, which means that we really need to think of people who could join our council who fit that demographic. Kira. Maybe Kira and Kat will be engaging in a new outreach campaign as soon as the needs assessment is over. But there's only so much that flyers and emails to providers can do. A lot of times this is word of mouth, or if you know people, or if you know people within a group like a support group or advisory group, just please be proactive about this, particularly if you're in the membership committee here. It's a ding on us, obviously, with our federal monitors, but it's also just something that we should have our as our own goal, obviously, to reflect the demographics. So please, again, it's a plea to the membership committee and to all council members to certainly help to ally with planning council support in trying to outreach to this particular demographic. Thank you.
Manuel.
I did want to offer, and this is just something I've been thinking about for a while, in my capacity at MoCD and all the programs I oversee, we do have some BIPOC transitional housing programs that I do want to do some outreach to. So I was going to ask if y'all have a like an email that you send out, or like if you have that drafted, if you could forward that to me and then I could use that, that would be great. And I'm happy to do outreach on behalf of the council.
Certainly, I can put together. I mean, I usually just craft individual emails when someone like Bill or Thomas will send an interested service provider or consumer my way. So I usually craft those individually. So I don't really have a template, but what I could do is just send you an email that goes over what the council does, and as well as lists the responsibilities. And so
Okay.
hopefully that's helpful. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the way I'd frame it is just like any flyer that you'd put, for instance, right? If we have a flyer,
Oh,
right? Like the
we have a
language is
flyer.
like, hey, would this group be good for you? And like, I'm doing it in a targeted audience, right? Like, I'm only going to be sending it to BIPOC. So it'll be,
I see. Okay, so maybe we'll hold off on that because Kira will be developed. Kira and Kat probably. Kat had some really good ideas yesterday at our meeting about how to frame this without coming across as like, we want you, Black slash African American human
Yeah,
being. That's a
sure.
little. That's a bit much,
Sure.
but so we'll put a pause on this until that new, because we have a flyer for general membership, but
Okay.
this targeted one is yet to be developed. So we'll just make sure that you absolutely get this as a tool. That'll
Okay.
be awesome. Thank you, Manuel.
Yeah.
Espanol. Anyone else to add to that? Okay. Kira, I want to continue. Oh, let the record show that I see Elaine has joined the group. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Surya. Sorry for being late. I had trouble trying to sign in, but I'm
Okay,
here.
well, I'm glad to see you.
Windick.
Kira.
All right, I can take those demographic reports. All right, so I'll start off as always with the EPI report. And so, like I mentioned, as well as Mark, Juba did leave the council, so that does bring our numbers as a total down. However, we did have Leroy join as an assigned seat, so that has just maintained our total membership at 30. As far as Black slash African American, we did decrease by one member, so now that brings our total to two, which we were it was already a target population, but that lowers it even more for our council. So I'll go ahead and share the Aries one. All right, and here you can kind of see that highlighted.
Ooh.
So we do have Black slash African American highlighted, where our total membership there is two, as well as non-aligned consumers is actually zero. We are under, surprisingly, in male, so we are at 21. And then, of course, we're under in youth, that's highlighted. We currently have zero members for both council members as well as non-aligned consumers. However, our total membership is has remained the same at 30. Any discussion about this?
Question for Mark. Mark, are other councils having difficulty finding younger people?
Yes. It's an ongoing challenge across the nation.
Because particularly as expensive as it is to live here, I know the younger people that I know are either living multiple people per apartment, or they're working several jobs and there's no time to squeeze in for hardly anything else.
Absolutely. I mean, I was young once, so long ago, and certainly like doing something like this in my 20s, when I was working alongside Irwin at Shanti, like, no, there's no time for that kind of stuff, especially. And I think this is a really key point, especially because HRSA does not allow incentivization of being on the council. So you do not get paid, you do not get a gift card, you don't get anything special to incentivize you to be on the council. It's very unfortunate. That's basically why before the merge, the HIV Prevention Council really succeeded in having youth, multiple youth on their council, because they were allowed to provide incentives. We've never been allowed that, and we are still not, as far as my understanding goes. And that is an important incentive for this particular demographic in general. It would be a great thing to have, but I think in particular for youth to justify the time spent, it's just not available to us.
I did have a question about this data in front of us. So if it says non-aligned consumer, does that mean they're HIV negative? Like, how do we,
No,
okay.
non-aligned is a consumer of services. So who is that means they're either HIV positive or HIV affected. So affected means someone who is a caregiver or family member or partner of someone who is HIV positive who could represent their interests. And
Okay.
so non-aligned simply means that this individual who's either HIV positive using services or affected is not staff or on a board of directors for a Ryan White receiving agency. I always like to use Derek as an example. Derek's quite open about his sero status. However, Derek is not considered a non-aligned consumer because despite using services and being positive, Derek works at a agency that receives Ryan White Part A fundings and so has a potential conflict of interest for the service categories that agency receives. And we have a number of folks on the council who are HIV positive and who actually still use services who also work at an agency. And so that's why you'll see a discrepancy in our the bottom left little mini table of total HIV positive and total non-aligned consumers.
Okay. And do we capture HIV negative council members? Like, I mean, just doing the math, 13, so there's 17 people who are negative. Okay. But we don't capture that in anywhere on this table, right?
No, it's just
Okay.
understood that, yeah, subtract the 13.
Okay.
All right.
Is that that's the end of
Yeah, that's
your Democratic
the
update, Kira?
Yes.
Okay, well, no more discussion with that, guys. All right, the next thing I see on agenda is to plan out next month's meeting, which will be the August 14th via Zoom. Do we have any discussion regarding that?
No, we don't have anyone in the pipeline to be interviewed or anything like that, so it should be pretty straightforward agenda similar to today's.
All right. Okay, so any I don't want to end that meeting too early. Is this too good? Is good if I do?
There's no problem with that, Robin.
Okay. Great. You guys enjoy the afternoon, okay? See you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Can Kat and Kira hold on?